welcome to the Oklahoma City Thunder. First, Paul George. And now, Carmelo Anthony. They join Russell Westbrook, the reigning, defending, most valuable player, who averaged a triple-double in a season. There's a big three in OKC. A year removed from the departure of Kevin Durant. And what did KD say the other day? Accidentally on Twitter? What I've been telling you all along. He didn't leave because of Russell Westbrook. He left because there was only Russell Westbrook. Man, oh man. I'm a fan of Billy Donovan. I'm a fan of Paul George. You know I love Russ. I'm not the biggest Melo fan. But what I had been saying was, if he was a third wheel in a big three tricycle, then I love the addition of Carmelo Anthony. Even if that would have been to the Cleveland Cavaliers, the Houston Rockets, he joins PG-13 and Russ, Mr. Triple-Double himself. That Western Conference is ridiculous. All the teams in the East, all the players that fled the East, they simply bow down to King James. They couldn't knock him down in his first stint in Cleveland. It took the Spurs in the West to do it in the finals. He goes to Miami. He turned into a villain in South Beach. No one could take him down from the East. He only failed, and not really him, but you know, his teams in general, not bringing the trophy home in the finals in one series. Everyone just threw their hands up. Everyone's rebuilding in the Eastern Conference. LeBron isn't going to leave the East next season. Ain't no way, ain't no how. He ain't leaving the East. Unbelievable. Unbelievable. So yeah, the Celtics are the only hope in the conference. The only team that can challenge the Cavs this season and beyond. Wow. So that's the fallout. Bulls trade Jimmy Buckets. Pacers trade PG. Melo finally gets shipped. The only guy that came over, notable, is Gordon Hayward. And we kind of knew that was coming. For the most part. Some people thought he was going to stay in Utah. Some people thought he might, you know, go to the dark horse that is Miami. He went to Boston with his former head coach. Perfect plan in place by Danny Ainge. They pulled the trigger for Kyrie Irving. While Isaiah Thomas is recovering from an injury. After selecting a wing with a top three pick in back-to-back drafts, Jaylen Brown, Jason Tatum. The other offseason, they signed Al Horford. Marcus Smart is a two-way player. So yeah, it's just the Celtics. So yes, the Eastern Conference Finals is predetermined. But that Western Conference, we thought it was going to be a cakewalk for Golden State. I don't think it'll be a cakewalk. I love what Houston did. Acquiring CP3 next to the runner-up for MVP, I think two seasons in a row now, James Harden, the beard himself, surrounded with shooters. Mike D'Antoni's offense. We've seen Steve Nash Steve Nash, we've seen him succeed. We've seen Harden elevate his game to another level as a distributor. Now they get CP3. You may think you know it all. Oh, it's an issue. They both need the rock. Hold up. Bring it back. Bring that back a little bit. You're not supposed to make an elite ball handler in the game do the same thing over and over with the same formations and the same, just for the defense to see the monotonous, I guess, play calling in the NBA. And I was getting on Doc Rivers for it. Like, yeah, he's great, but he's great enough to do other things as well. If you just have him taking the ball from the top every single play, it's easier to defend. There's a dead end with that. I thought they should have, you know, with CP3 on the Clippers roster, should have allowed Blake to distribute more. Should have developed some of the other guys, like, or even, you know, called the play that allowed for more patience. You get CP3 off the ball a little bit, coming off a screen here, doing a back cut there, spotting up for an open J. Have him off the ball a little bit. He can take a break on the floor. Now he's going to get that opportunity, him and Harden both. They'll get rest while one is taking over the game, the other is on the bench, but they'll also get rest on the floor. On the floor, and that's huge. That's overlooked. And now the Thunder. We all know the Spurs are going to be there because Greg Popovich is great and Kawhi Leonard is a stud. But I got them right now as the fourth, maybe fifth best team in the West. I like the Timberwolves a lot. You know I'm a Jimmy Buckets guy. I called the rise of Jimmy Butler because I'm a Bulls fan and I saw it in limited minutes. I don't need to go over that again, but it feels good to see that happen when it comes to fruition. Despite a lot of people saying, what are you talking about? Oh, no, we won't. You're wrong. Crazy. I felt that way about Victor Cruz, a wide receiver for the Giants, years ago. I felt that way about Antonio Brown, years ago. As far as hoops is concerned, I felt that way about Kobe. I know he was the 13th pick of the draft, but I'm talking about when he was coming off the bench, throwing up air balls. That's what Jimmy Buckets was doing. I just saw the tendencies. I just saw it. That's what I see. Let's go back to football. In Carson Wentz. That is exactly what I see. Which is why last week I said, I already consider him a top 10 quarterback. Back to the association. In the Western Conference, that's five strong. Because you can never count the Spurs out. You may want to say, oh, it's going to take the Minnesota Timberwolves another year. I say they had a year under Tibbs. Between Cat and Wiggins. Now they bring on Taj Gibson along with Jimmy Buckets. And Jamal Crawford. And Jeff Teague is running the point. Woo! Them T-Wolves. They're going to be feisty. They're going to be tough to beat. They might have a little bit more development to go through. But doesn't any team that gets new faces? OKC being one of them. Who I consider right now the second or third best team in the West. They didn't get that high of a playoff seed last year. But we all know why. We all know why that was the situation there. But Sam Presti, GM of the Thunder. Man, that guy deserves. He's already won Executive of the Year. Whether it works or not. You can't guarantee a title, but whether it works or not. Would he turn? Victor Oladipo, Domantas Sabonis, Enes Kanter, etc. you turn that into Paul George and Carmelo Anthony? Oh yeah, they included Doug McDermott along with Enes Kanter. Okay. Have fun with that, New York. You're gonna trade Melo anyway, so it's all good. You got some offensive-oriented players. Nothing wrong with that. You did what you had to do. But damn, Kevin Durant leaves OKC a year ago. You see what Russell Westbrook went through last year. He was miraculous, still won MVP, but KD hoisting the title when all was said and done. Who would have thought they were going to get Paul George, let alone Melo as well, to form a big three? That's beautiful. That's fantastic. Just read a couple things I saw on Twitter. They kind of stood out. I don't know, you know. The Twitter world caught fire, especially, you know, after the Melo trade today. And this one guy, he was all, "I'm going to give Sam Presti my Nissan Sentra to see if he can trade it in for a Ferrari." For real. I feel you, dude. I feel you. And there's a bunch of memes, and I love the Bleacher Report app. It's so on point. But yeah, anything that can and will be said about Sam Presti, he deserves it. He freaking deserves it. Man. That is a big three. Melo, his best game wasn't as a franchise face or the leader on the floor or option A. His best game came in the Olympics. A scoring machine. Automatic trigger. You get it, put it up. That's all you want a guy like that to do, and now he's in a situation for it. He's not in a situation to where he has to be the face of a franchise like he's been asked to in the past. He's not in the position to where he's going to have to handle the ball to distribute to his teammates, because we already know that's not who he is. That's not what he does. But he's going to put up some buckets. Paul George liked to distribute the wealth as well. Russ averaged a triple-double, which means double-digit assist, you know. To who? To who? Andre Roberson, Taj Gibson, Enes Kanter, Steven Adams, Doug McDermott when he finally put the ball in the hoop, Victor Oladipo when he showed up for a random night here and there. Now he's got two All-Stars on his team, coming off an MVP season. Golden State's on notice. Both teams have Olympians. This rivalry just got heated, and I love it. Even if the East is a Boston-Cleveland collision course that we all see coming. Even if what's favored, even if the Warriors and Cavs are supposed to meet up in the finals again for the fourth time, it's going to be a rockier road. And we're going to enjoy it. Because of the Thunder and the Rockets pulling the trigger. Because Boston finally pulled the trigger on a star player. So like I said, I love the moves. Houston getting CP3. OKC adding Melo today on top of PG-13. That Golden State-OKC collision course is going to be fun. I'm excited for the NBA season now. Because before this, yeah, OKC was interesting with their two stars. Before this, but they still, you know, they weren't going to be favored. They probably wouldn't have won more than two games against Golden State. Maybe a third if they really caught fire. Maybe at best. But I thought the only hope was really Houston. And even then, they weren't going to be favored going up against the Dubs. But now, you got a big 3 in OKC. And you got some role players that know what to do. They're good at it. Don't underestimate Steven Adams just because he couldn't elevate his play in the absence of Durant to score more points. It doesn't work like that. You can't just replace a Kevin Durant overnight. So, considering they replaced him a year later, or his possible productivity, that's kind of overnight. Very smooth move, Presti. Very smooth. I'm already envisioning the matchups. You already have the point guard matchup. Westbrook, Curry. He mixes it up with Klay Thompson as well. You got Paul George. He's going to go up against Klay Thompson. He's going to go up against Kevin Durant. He's going to square off with Draymond Green. And the same names can be said to be going at it against Melo. It's going to be fun. It's going to be fun. I know Melo's pretty much all offense, but he can get some rebounds. How are you going to collapse? You can't collapse 5-on-1 in the paint on Russ anymore, which is what the entire NBA did against OKC last year. So I hope we get to see Russ off the ball as well. Like I said about Harden and CP3, put the ball in PG-13's hands as a playmaker, a distributor. Give Westbrook a break on the floor. Westbrook is active. He's going to go backdoor. He can post up other guards throughout the league, not just a few. He can post up pretty much any point guard. He's got the body. He's physical. A great finisher. He knows how to get to the free throw line. Paul George, I like to see him mid post, low post, you know, some mid-range game. And it doesn't always have to be ISOs. He doesn't just have to look to score. He can kick it out. This guy named Carmelo Anthony that could get some open looks. He could benefit like Kevin Love has and Chris Bosh has when they played with other stars. That's the stuff that happens. So it's not going to be easy. OKC is a defensive-oriented team that just picked up two guys that can drop 20. That's 40 points a night. At least. In addition to what Westbrook's already putting up. So between the three, you could say that's going to be between 60, 75 points a night minimum. Minimum. PG can play some D. So Curry, if the Thunder go big, Curry can't hide in a series. Because then the Thunder can bench Roberson. And they can go big to where PG's the two guard, Melo's the three. How are you going to hide Curry now on defense? They can wear down at least more than before, more than ever before, wear down Klay, Dre, and challenge KD. Prove you can guard one-on-one. I do commend Durant for stepping up his D since he joined the Warriors. But to take a step back, it was his help D that all of us really appreciated. Which is huge. It's team defense, help defense. Huge. I love when players, no matter what level they're on, a role player off the bench or a starter, all-star player, future Hall of Famer, if you show me you're still developing your game, you're still mindful of that, you're still trying to be better than you were before, I love it and I appreciate it. Because that's kind of hard out there. It's hard to see that. You don't see that throughout the league. So I do appreciate that fact about Kevin Durant. But going against him, I'm going to challenge him. Show me you can defend one-on-one and still drop your 25-plus a game and still do that in the playoffs in a 7-game series. Because I can tell you this, LeBron James didn't have that luxury. LeBron had to play D for 4 quarters. And LeBron was still amazing. Even when we can tell LBJ was tired, fatigued, wearing down over the course of the series in the later quarters, he was still putting up numbers. He was still the offense. So appreciate that as well, that he still did it. He didn't just fade away. And that's a challenge I have, you know, for not personally, but to see out of CP3 in the postseason. I'm excited for it. Harden CP3, they're gearing up in Houston. Kawhi Leonard, his ankle's all right. LaMarcus Aldridge is still there. They'll be back in the picture. The Dubs are defending their title. And they have a great squad. And they're the favorites to win the West. And they're the favorites to repeat. To win their 3rd in 4 years. They should be the favorite, of course. As should Cleveland. Cleveland should be the favorite over Boston. New faces, for sure. But the same can be said for the Celtics. Same thing. Last I checked, LeBron isn't the one in Cleveland that has to change his game, that has to do more. It's Kyrie in Boston that has to change his game. But the Celtics are going to be great. And they're going to be there in the ECF. And a lot of you are going to root for them. Because you don't want to see LeBron win again and go to the finals again. Hey, if that's how you feel, that's fine. I don't really care. We all have what we want to see, what we prefer, who we like, who we don't like. That's all good. I just know you diehards share the same excitement as I do for the NBA season, especially when something like this happens. Another move. It wasn't Melo just getting shipped to the Nuggets, you know? It wasn't one of those moves. It was an all-star player that is elite at something in the league, joining two other all-star players, forming a real contender. A real title contender. And that's what's got me excited. I wasn't going to do anything until the NBA season preview. But you know how it is. OKC got the ball rolling. We're pumped up. It's all over TV. And then tomorrow, it's back to the NFL. So in about 5 to 7 days... it's going to be all NFL until the NBA season comes around. Which is cool. I was kind of missing the association for a little bit. Kind of missing it. Got kind of quiet. I know it's off season. Still excited for it. Because of the previous off season acquisitions. It's going to be great, diehards. Enjoy it. Because I am. But in the meantime, I'm going to enjoy football season. It's just pretty cool to talk about hoop in September. So we still got probably like 6 weeks to go until the regular season begins. Maybe actually about 5 weeks, 5 and a half, something like that. They keep starting the season earlier and earlier. They won't have as many back-to-back games this year, which I agree with Charles Barkley is pretty weak. Pretty weak. But then again, maybe, just maybe, we'll see less stars sitting out of games. Maybe the NBA did the research. Or talks behind closed doors, who knows? But if that is the result of having less back-to-backs, if that's the result where players are playing in these games and not sitting out, and fans are still going to games and getting what they paid for, then cool. None of us should have complaints then. So Chuck, you ain't gonna come across this or anything, but I hope you come to this realization if that is what comes to fruition from less back-to-back action. Cool. All right, that'll do it for this Saturday special. Talking some NBA, Melo to the Thunder, making for an even more interesting playoff picture in the Western Conference.